You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to the In Rare Form Podcast. I'm your host, Ron. This is also, to the left, is D'Angelo.
This is crazy. Like, I mean, it's only right that I'm lotioning right now.
Lotioning up for
I
this.
I need to start out the podcast ashy, straight ashy.
Yeah. I'm feeling verklempt, a little weird, yeah. Trying to hang it together real quick. We don't have the music that we wanted to come in with, but we'll get you that one here in a couple weeks. Now, as for the attribution of why are we having this podcast? What are we doing? I think it's first and, like, most importantly, is the celebration of a good friendship.
Definitely.
I think a lot of us out here maybe have people around us that it's just that we feel like we don't have the time for, but it's we're not making that time for them. And, you know, I used to get mad sometimes that I used to think that I didn't hang around to the people that move me the most. So getting to create this thing with you has been like a great, I mean, we've been working at this since May.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you.
It's tough because you know, I wanted to have a podcast for so many years for any number of reasons, but I can't just get on here myself and talk, bro.
You're built
for it. I can't just get on and talk.
This is going to be easy for you, man. I'm the one who has to adjust. So I'm excited for it. And hopefully we can just share a piece of ourselves with whomever decides to listen. I'm excited for that.
Oh, me too.
For real, man.
Now, to everybody listening out there right now, I appreciate you very much. You know that. Because I've mostly just told my family, people. So I know you're out there right now, and I appreciate you, all of you.
Baby steps.
Oh, for sure. And especially when we come with our version of our thing going on right at D'Angelo's house, you know, there'll be a flow to it. There'll be some music. There'll be a lot more of what would be like not even production value, I guess, but we'll be coming with some things that yeah, you're not ready for yet.
Yeah, and I'm excited for it, man. That's all I can say. Like, I'm just happy to be here and
now
spread this energy, man.
How did we figure this fucking friendship out in the first place? That's something that I think is important to talk about. I mean, I don't know if you've ever worked a horrible job before in your life, and I hope that you have, because like it's an important life experience, you know.
Shitty jobs.
Oh my god, the grind though.
Awful.
I mean, where like literally you're being treated like a child at all times in a particular spot, and that's where we ended up here.
Micromanaging. Yeah.
What was it?
And underpaid.
Like 2000 and
overworked.
What was it? 10 or something? Maybe 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 11. Had to be 11. Makai was there. Was married. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Different world.
I think it was 10. May have started in 10. I don't know. I was working a part-time job at Banana Republic.
Oh.
Before that. I've climbed my way up slowly but surely, but now I want to escape the corporate machine. And yeah, I want to get out the rat race.
I think we all do.
I want to get in my own race.
It's hard because you feel like there's times when I know some of us out there, I know you can relate to this. I'm not built for this. I'm not built to care about what HR thinks about me. I'm not built to care about what my boss's boss thinks about me at a dinner party. I'm not built for this feel.
Right. So I want to create my own feel and I want to be comfortable with what I'm doing daily. And like, I want my stresses to be my stresses, not the stresses of a billionaire.
Sure.
Who is delegating, and it's, you know, it's a trickle down effect onto nothingness. And I've got to escape that, man. I want to divulge my energy to my family, my friends, yeah. And most importantly, myself for whatever amount of time that I have here on earth. So with that said, back to NAB.
I mean, it was funny because they sat us next to each other, and they really shouldn't have. You know what I mean? I think it was just allowed because we were a jackknife between two of us of, like, people who they just couldn't say no to. Our boss is like this. We charmed the pants off of them, more than likely. But we were in a good spot in that place where literally we broke all rules. We went to lunch whenever and always together. I mean, it really, like, it even probably broke the call queue down. It caused trouble. You know what I mean? It wasn't even a good thing that we were doing, but we didn't care. You know what I mean? We had our time to hang out. We were not enjoying that job, though, at all.
At all.
Oh, boy. And it's funny because that'll forge a friendship because any, like, of course, like, you know, we both figure out, well, one of the great unifiers of life sometimes is a common interest in anything. And of course, the first thing I'm like, hey, do you smoke weed, dude? Like, so then next thing you know, I mean, then it's like, hey, every break we got to duck out because I want to hang out with them too. But it's like, you know, we need to smoke too. This place is horrible. This job is horrendous. Like,
right. And we share that. And then you find out many more things about
The minute you get into that, then we're talking, because then, like, that's when you get deep. Then you look at someone and be like, yo, man, have you ever listened to Ready to Die? I mean, really listen to it. That's when you get on that. That's when you get in that fucking space where you're like, yo, I mean, do you like the lyrics on this? And they're like, oh, that's my favorite shit. You know what I mean? Like,
you find that those common interests quickly.
Those amazing contours. Yeah.
But that's with any relationship. And so.
So we get down further down the road. And of course, we both hate the job. So when it comes right down to it, you know, you end up, here we go. You know, one of us leaves. You know, it's actually D'Angelo that is out first. He's out for some other job. And
where did I go? Oh, military.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were breaking off into some other.
They were giving me a temporary position, which was good money.
Hey.
And that's usually like a foot in the door when you're in the Air National Guard. Like, if you get temporary duty or whatever, a temp position on the civilian side.
Yeah.
You would. That was like your opportunity to become a full time, basically doing the same thing you do in the military on the civilian side.
Oh, man.
And so I took that opportunity and it like backfired on me. So,
I mean, what was wrong with the job? Was it just.
Where? At NAB?
No, the military situation.
Oh, it was it's interesting, man. Like Selfridge Air Force Base or Air National Guard Base is like known for being like the most racist of all bases. And it's like you have to deal with that as a black person. These guys come from these rural areas and they have their small ways of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they think that a kid in Detroit has the exact same opportunities that they had where they were from. And it was just like, I don't know, the nepotism and racism. I couldn't get ahead, and I'm not the type of person to play the game. Anyway, I only know how to be myself. So
right. And it's hard.
Fuck like, off.
You know, you get the small-minded sect of things, especially when you work in places. I mean, I'm a very positive person. I'm actually lucky where I work right now. The place I'm working right now is like a place where the people who work there kind of appreciate who I am as a positive person, and is even like – I don't know. I'm for the first time in a long time, I finally work at a place that I think I care about.
And that's important.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that. And even though I say that and I know that I want out of the conscript, as they call it, you know, of course.
Got to get out of there, man. I think everybody has a purpose. I don't know. Some people settle. A lot of people settle when you can be so much more, man. And I think.
You know, I think it's tough. I think people don't have that. You don't have that friend, or you have even just the encouragement to be greater than yourself.
Yeah.
I say this to my friends all the time, bro.
I know you do.
I always say this.
That's why we're friends,
man. I always say, you don't know how good I talk about you when you're not around.
Right. And how often do you get that? How
man,
often?
I want any of you to think about that. Like, think about the times when you want to talk about the faults or the things that people do, just being a human or being wild out there for a minute, or being young, especially, you know, I listen to other 25-year-olds talking to 25 or about 25-year-olds, you know, and what they're doing wrong. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, like call me another 10. You'll realize everybody was just having fun and trying to figure out their everything, out their shit.
And that's constant,
so
man.
Tough, bro. Like,
we're always figuring it out.
And to understand, though, that by like bringing up people or even by talking good about them to others, you don't know what that unlocks for them, you know, like,
right.
I hope that the good words I've said to somebody has, you know, caused someone to get a job or caused someone to bring someone else in because they trust them, you know, they think they should trust them or I hope that I have that kind of power when I talk about my friends. I want them to seek greater heights because, you know, the energy about them and around them is something positive. Like, it's hard because I don't think that people think about how powerful their words are in that way. I mean, you can bring up so many people. Like, I mean, I've told you this 100 times. My favorite thing to do is when I come into a room, I realize the person who maybe feels the least confident or the least engaged, and I try to bring them in right away.
Yeah.
It's my favorite person to bring in.
Man, you've thrown me like multiple alley-oops, man, and put me in situations and put me around vibes and energies that I probably would have never come across if I hadn't met you, man. Like, so I appreciate that, and like the trust and the bond that we have, brother.
Well, look, that
hopefully will take us far, man.
That's,
I'm ready.
That's what's going to drive the ideas of this thing here, and especially once we get more loose, you know, like we'll listen to this one and cringe. Trust
right.
me, even by episode 15, I'll be so sad about this one. Trust me.
I mean, how did you learn how to walk?
Of course,
my man.
And you know what I think? I think even some of why I didn't get in right away is because I felt paralyzed by, you know, like failing in front of everybody. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Everybody can hear me.
That's the problem. The problem is concerning yourself with someone else's thoughts. Why are you doing that?
And
you're already putting yourself in the box. Get the fuck out the box, man.
When I was 22, I thought, like, I would say, I don't give a fuck what people think, but boy, did I care, boy. Whew.
Right. And that's the only reason you were saying
it.
I cared wanted somebody to reach out and say, but hey, I do care. Hey, I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But don't seek that validation because it'll come. Like, put all of that energy that you are keeping yourself away from a goal, all that energy, that negative energy, take that, make it positive. Like, take all of that and motivate yourself instead of, you know, reducing yourself.
Understanding, too, that you are. You can be greater than whatever you think your heights are, is one of the hardest things for us to take in. Just be like, oh, like, hey, here's a way I can feel not only like, I it's almost like when I compliment a friend and they're the first one to say no or knock it down. Don't,
right.
man.
And I've gotten that from some people who I think or got considered close to me, and like the tone they take when you tell them you're going to do something out of the ordinary. You know what I mean? Like our friendship is based on X, Y, and Z. We hoop together. We talk ball. We have common interests as far as food and drinks. And I listen to you as a friend. I lend you an ear and I never get to express myself to you. And so when I tell you I'm about to do something, you only see me as what I show to you. Or what you allow for me to show to you. You know what I mean? Like, you see that when I tell you I'm going to do a podcast. And you're like, oh, what are you going to talk about? You never take the time to understand what I want to talk about or what my interests are. So, you know, and I'm okay with that because I understand that you have to compartmentalize. Some people need to do that too. I mean, I think all people need to do that to remain sane and –
I think though some of your people around you sometimes will think they have an understanding of you that goes beyond. So anytime you come outside of that, it go into a zone that they don't think they can't see it at all.
And I can't say it's their fault. You know, maybe I'm choosing not to express myself to them in that manner because I'm still working on it and I'm still figuring it out.
I love doing that. I love when
it took you to say, "Hey, let's do something creative." Let's go.
That's a healthy way to go.
Yeah.
When you have a weird syntax with someone and then you go into your shit, you go, wait a second, hold on. Like maybe I could have presented that in a different way or I could have started to talk about, I mean, just so I know how this person is. Like I can stay away from their faults.
Right. And that's you, the same with you bringing people in, strangers, and you read them. Based on your environment and how you develop, you're able to read people in this way that is uncommon. And like, I appreciate that about you. So I come into an environment I've never been in. You make me feel like I've been there a million times before.
Sure.
And I mean, not only that, I'm the coolest motherfucker in the room, and I appreciate that shit about you, dog. Like, I may not be. I'm in the room with Braylon Edwards because of you, or the DJ that was on a Drake song that I didn't even know that
was. Hey, Jay Electronica was on that show that one night, man. Right. Remember that shit?
So you put me in situations, you still make me feel like everybody's here with me and not that I'm outside the box. You know what I mean? I'm out of my element. I never feel like that when I'm around you, and that's empowering, and that's why we are friends, because we do that for each other. And that's why we're here.
That's definitely right why now. We're here. I mean, that's the carry of why we're here. And also, like, what I hope to give to you guys, I want you guys to understand that, like, you can have this. Like, you can have a friendship like this that builds you up, that makes you feel more than yourself, or even brings you to greater heights, especially for you creative people out there. Man, look, creatives, I need you to understand. And I'm not exactly one of you. I'm just kind of starting to dip my feet into it. I'm not one of you exactly. But I'll tell you right now, creatives, I need you to just hang out with creative people. Like, don't – you got to stay away from the negative energies of those who would try to sell it or try to put it in any kind of frame or box. Creative people have to hang out with creative people. And it's hard because creative people usually are quiet or introverted personalities, or tend to be, and they're not the best at making friends. I work hard at that. I have a lot of creative friends.
I feel like I'm a chill dude, man, and I'll lend an ear before I run my mouth. And I feel like that allows for me to relate to a lot of people because I'm willing to listen first, and most people want to be heard.
You're listening, though.
Yeah, and that's how, like, growing up as an only child in the city of Detroit, that's how I survived, is like learning from other people's mistakes, learning from their stories. Like, yeah, and that's, I still do that to this day in my job. I talk to people all across the nation, all walks of life, millionaires, like people scraping by, you know, doing what they're doing, a financial transaction.
Oh, yeah.
So they can survive another day. And so I take in those stories and, you know, I apply it to my life. And that's how I learn. That's how I've learned in my 34 years, man. So
we can't wait to, I mean, like, I can't wait to just come to this and, I don't know, have the build of successes. We can really set a mark for people in terms of, like, letting them understand too that, like, it's through friendship or through people that you can gain so much. There's a couple concepts I've carried with me. One, you're only about two people away from anything you want. I'm talking about, like, happiness on a button.
Right.
Like, honey and milk, pull the handles. Beautiful. anything you want.
Right.
It's only one or two people away. Your friend's friend is the guy who has that milk and honey button. Like, to understand that through people you can have things. Like, I spend my life in Michigan on boats. I'm on boats all the time. Bro, I don't own a boat. But, like, I have a lot of boat friends, and when I show up with a case of beer, I'm a hero.
Right.
But when they go to sleep at night, bro, they got boat problems. For real? Come on. So, like, I mean, by understanding that, I just need a great boat friend. And to understand that you as people need to seek other people more than you need to seek the phone you're holding to people.
Yeah.
You need to actually seek the people.
Yeah, hold on. Like, what do you mean by that, though? Like, instead of holding the phone to people.
It's hard because, like, I see people in a dinner setting that just can't keep away. They can't keep that phone away. They can't
no matter what.
And And look, I'm a same guy that wants the picture because I love the memories.
Yeah.
And having the pictures of my friends when we're getting it. We're at a bar enjoying a drink together. I want those selfies so bad. But at the same time, what I don't want is you showing me the booty model IG stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not even mad at the booty model. I'm sorry.
Only at peak time, though, like 2 a.m. and
yeah.
I'm not at the crib by myself.
That's where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there at the club and I see a dance floor full of people. And I don't want to sound old and washed because I respect technology. It is. No, it is. But I respect the technology. It's just, I also know that through people, you're going to find the most fun in that club. Like, if you meet some new people or bump into the owner of the club and he's cool to you, you don't know who he is, but if you're out there trying to meet people, you're going to bump into that guy or a guy who runs the game over there. And next thing you know, you got a hookup or something. Like, that's how that starts. Yeah. I had a hookup at the Fillmore. You know how that started? I left the show and I was talking to the guy at Will Call. He likes sports. We started talking about Detroit Pistons basketball. It ended with us trading numbers and being homies. We started talking about basketball. Next thing you know, I'm going to free games, going to free shows at the Fillmore. Yeah. Like, it's such a small thing. And we had a cool connection. I still like that guy. He now moved on. He's doing he works in like investment banking now or whatever. You know how that goes. Yeah. Investment mortgage banking, all that stuff. Like, you know, those guys make all the monies.
Right.
All the cash is at the block.
So, yeah, man. So, NAB, we have this connection.
Oh, yeah. Now,
I put you on Kendrick.
Oh, my gosh. Like, look.
Smoking the oneie on the lunch break.
I put you on the
15-minute break heavy, on the lunchie.
Everything. Oh, yeah. 15-minute break. Every break.
So, fried at work.
Wild like, fried because.
Coming like, back, like, oh, someone such and such said there's a weed aroma, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
But I'm making like $11 an hour.
Yeah, so I'm making $11 an hour.
I don't really care what happens.
And I'm working hard, too.
At the same time, I have a family. It's so tough, man.
It was really tough, and I know there's a lot of people right now hearing this, or who will hear this, really, that understand that. I mean, like, that's a beautiful thing, too, about us. We're starting... We're with y'all. We're with everyone who can hear this. That right. Like, we are not working the jobs we're supposed to be working. Even the idea of this is a play towards that.
Yeah.
We want something
a
more.
Creative outlet, man.
Definitely.
Whatever it turns into. If nothing but a creative outlet.
If and nothing to, but you and me were building.
Man, to share this
something
with
all the time.
A couple hundred people, I would be happy.
Yeah.
Just to spread that energy and to, like, put that parasite of positivity into your mental. You know what I mean? Like, instead of some negative shit, like, enjoy your time here, man. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. And understand this podcast isn't like, I understand that there's going to be some social issues and some things that'll come around.
Yeah.
But like, boy, am I not going to spend much time on it because I want you to come to this thing. There's a vibe. You'll hear it with the music. When we start coming with the music, there is a smooth vibe that
shout
comes
out to Like.
With what you're listening. Ooh, shout out to the homie. Like, ooh.
Man,
he sent us, oh my God. Man, like we're waiting on the folder. Then you get the folder, you're like, oh my God.
Man, I thought I was going to get like one or two
joints, little something.
And he hit with a whole pack.
Dude, the whole pack.
Blessed me, like, to the point I wanted to write a rap album. I want to put together an EP.
The like, whole, why oh, not? Yeah, we got some nice ones. Oh, man, very beautiful. I can't wait to share those with
also,
you.
Also, Dukes Jones, the homie, Craig, the homie, threw me a couple beats, too. Shout out to him.
Oh, yeah. And then...
I know he's working with some artists in Detroit.
The boys in Golf Clap, too. You'll hear something from them because... Oh,
Golf Clap,
man,
is serious.
Whew, I get to hear the heat before it comes out, and I know I can play any of it anytime I want. They're very good friends, and they're doing amazing work out there in the city right now. Man.
That texture that it'll add to this project that we call in rare form.
Hey.
Let's go. Yeah. So,
now,
I don't know, man.
Now, when I get into... Let's get into a little something now. We're going to talk about tonight because, like, we're going to be dropping on we'll be hitting it on Thursday and we'll be dropping on Friday. So, like, we're going to be talking to you about your weekend. We're going to be giving you what's going on in Detroit. We're going to give you what's going on in the world when it comes to, like, what's popping. And, of course, tonight, you can't – I mean, I'm wearing the shirt. You know what it is. Connor and Khabib are fighting tonight. And, I mean, it's everywhere. I was looking – we were sitting in the bar and we're watching college football – and Conor McGregor comes out of the screen out of nowhere, and I could see the reach of Fox and WME making those big companies making that grab, like, hey, come on out here.
This is more your realm,
come
but
see
yeah.
this. Come see this.
Yeah.
Come look at this. Oh, yeah, this fight. All you got to know about this fight is it's going to be two explosive personalities, one who's undefeated and one who has a magic hand.
Yeah.
And
so
anything could happen.
I saw,
but
what did I do?
I know what you've seen.
No. So on Twitter.
Yeah.
I linked you to a comment someone had about Conor McGregor referring to black people as monkeys.
Oh, now.
And now then we have Drake holding up an Irish flag behind him.
Drake on the wrong side of that kind of gang again. And yeah,
I
mean, there's
Drake. I don't understand his movements. He moves like a kid who grew up in an interracial relationship or parenting with a split parenthood, and he grew up. I saw the neighborhood that he grew up in Toronto, and his crib was nice.
Oh,
nice.
Real nice.
I know his mom's a florist, but he had to be coming from somewhere. And then he went to – he had summers in Tennessee, like Memphis or whatever, because his father was down there. Anyway.
Ooh, that's nice.
But yeah. So this guy.
This guy. Okay. Now, when it comes to Connor, he had to – he got into being – he had to be heel with McGregor or with Mayweather in the last fight. And some real – like they're sitting there live for like 35 minutes – going off on each other live with like off the dome. And yeah, he ended up in some precarious zones. Yeah. But if you go look at that and you think about like he went to like five cities. They did a tour. He went to five cities and had to like talk mad shit, new shit every time.
Really?
City after city. Okay. If you look it up, it's still no. He said some precarious he responded to it like, of course I love black people, I'm black from the waist down. So like look, I'm precarious as fuck. Okay. He's problematic. He's a
fighter. Gets punched in the head for a living, so
Yeah. I'm not looking to him for social cues. Also but though yeah,
it's entertainment and I don't really need to be involved with
exactly. But no, it also adds to his there's a reason to hate him and there's a reason to wanna watch.
Yeah, of course.
And of course then Khabib, you know, is the Russian, oh no, like here comes, you know, the Russian stink. So there'll be a whole section of you out there tonight rooting against Khabib just because, you know, he's a Russian.
Okay.
And that will always carry in America. You know, that's always going to be a vibe carry in America. The Russian hate has been well indoctrinated into us.
Right.
You know, Drago, no one liked Drago, bro. Come on. And it just went from there.
Man.
Fucking Drago, bro. He cheated. You know what? Rocky propaganda. Still got him, bro. Rocky still got him.
Rocky was propaganda now.
I know, but right, look, cool. Apollo, bro. Respect Apollo Creed. Big ups to Apollo Creed. Oh, real shit. No, so I do see Drake, though, in for some photo ops, bro.
But how does that happen, man?
Does that happen? Because, yo, when Drake shows up to the thing.
Kind of hit him up like, I'm giving you 20 mil to support.
Drake shows up to your thing. And then, they bring him back to Connor's thing, you know, green room right away. And then he's like, yo, come out with me, mate. And of course, and you're Drake and you're like, yeah, dude, I will look hard as hell coming out with you. Come on. Like,
but that's not what he looks like.
No, he looks horrendously soft. And we all would. But if Conor McGregor or any major star, major fighter, I don't know, you plug in anybody.
Yeah. And like, just like we were just at the bar before we got here.
Man, I'd be out there holding that shit right now.
He had ad time on. Mm-hmm. College football game, so mm-hmm. I get it.
Oh, I get it too.
Exposure is exposure.
And Drake works hard to be in everybody's eye view, all times. And like, what's funny about a lot of the hate that comes to him is it's just a lot of it comes from the fact that people, he tries to talk to everybody. So when he's not talking to you,
yeah,
you're annoyed by it. And that's what people. I mean, God, when he's talking to you, dude. You know?
I get it.
It's hard. It's hard.
I know. That's a lot.
Take heed.
That weaves into him as an artist.
I know guys that hate on him every day and then nonstop comes on in the whip and they're like extra turn up with the bass. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, I was listening to it today.
For real. Of course, bro. Because that's how you goon when you're coming across the city. We know this.
All this happened for myself and my family.
Oh, so you're still getting in that R&B side.
No. That's Elevate, man. That's
okay.
And then Knox in the whip. That shit be that shit.
Bang. Yeah. You got the thump in the whip, so you can be out here banging this shit. All right. Now, the bad blood, though, between those two is real. Between, like, some of it was fabricated, but then it got kind of serious. So tonight will be an interesting fight. I don't see it going the distance because there's just no way because there's too much emotion.
Yeah.
Someone's getting mauled. It's going to be one-sided, too. One guy's, like, one guy's style is going
to
win.
Hold up. Can I post this? Link to this podcast? Like, I can post it and people can listen now?
Yeah, PodcastDetroit.
Okay.
.com.
And I'm going to post it.
Now, you know, another thing, interesting thing is that we're going to get into a little bit of Detroit shit. And we're always going to get into Detroit shit. I am.
You already know.
I've helped promote parties in the underground in the city for a really long time, since about 2007 or something. And then you know, I've always done well to stay up on the events going on in the city, what's happening music-wise. It's important to me. And it's important we get into the cultural spots when it comes down to the city. I feel like, you know, as we get older, people want to stay in, you know. Right. I see so many people brag about staying inside. Like, dude, you are not going to be on your deathbed talking about how much great sleep you got on a Friday or getting through a full fucking Netflix series, bro. Those are for, like, when you're, you know, you're caught up. Not for, like, yo, I seek that on a Friday or Saturday.
Nah. I'm definitely washed up. I'll get out, like, once a month, man. But
well, you're dad of the year. I mean, bam, 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 bam. Shout out to those boys, of course.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know, man. Even when I went to
The show
at Burt's Warehouse with you.
PAX 20. Shout to them, boys. Yeah. Woo. Crazy. Man, that was too much sound in there. Woo, I couldn't believe it. You bring your earplugs or your set.
I can still hear.
I'm saying. You got to add your earplugs to that. Woo.
But the crowd, man, like you seen, you like everything that was there was like future, past.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, present. Especially.
There was some burnouts there, man.
Oh, for sure. And there's some people been on the scene too long.
With glow sticks at 45, man. Like, you got to wrap that shit up.
Coming up in with
practice in your crib and just, like, go have a drink.
You got, like, the glow sticks and you're still wearing, like, the fishnets, bro. You got, like, the, like, low-key goth. You're, like, 47. You know what? Hold on.
You got to find some new hobbies.
I mean, I even hate to hate. You know what? I love them people at the same time because they usually love techno music and I do too. So, I mean, shout out to them, even though, you know what I mean? I want you to come up and do a different style with it.
Yeah.
I want you to bring it back up a little bit, get your graffitis up. All right, now, hey, Kevin Hart smashed LCA last night. That's what I heard, man. Dude, all reports from the concert said he was smashed. Not only was the place packed, the reports were he was funny for a fucking hour. Well, no. Like,
word of mouth, Facebook, what are you talking about?
It was like word of mouth, like, sell. So, So enjoyed it. He goes every time, though, so he's a super fan, but right. Still.
He likes to laugh. So.
Oh, hey, man. I mean, if you go to comedy, that's – I really, like, I need to seek it out a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, man, that's the – that's, like, the entire focus of the idea. It's like, yo, you're trying to laugh? That's an amazing thing to seek.
Yeah. I respect that.
But I heard he smashed, and, of course, dude, it was wildly sold out. And selling out LCA is a flex.
Yeah.
It's a big building, bro.
It really
is. It's a big, big old building. And he had, you know, dude, he's like out here with comedy tour with like probably like Pyro and shit. You know, like Kevin B. Wild, you know what I mean?
Saw him at the Fox, man.
Oh, you seen it?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that, but that was like probably his peak.
What is the propensity
before hate arenas?
On Kevin Hart out here in the
hate.
Streets these days.
No hate, man. I'm just.
Man, whether it be Cat's all over him right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to get into that stuff, man.
Sure,
I don't. All those people are millionaires, like
yeah. Well,
and they're broadcasting their pettiness, and I don't care about that shit.
There's a lot of room to eat. There's a lot of room to eat for those guys, though, and it's weird because they're both like two of the top. Like, it's weird. You know what I mean? I don't like. I especially don't like why – I think so because so many people got surpassed by what Kevin Hart does, which is mostly just outwork people.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
It's like advertisement.
We were talking about Golf Clap. That's a group that gets hated on for the same reason. They worked harder than everybody else, and now they'll be hating the city. They used to open for everybody.
They're big.
They got huge just by working harder than everybody else, getting their name out there, putting in more footwork than most. And, man, they've thrown some crazy parties. As we talk about Detroit more, like I know that bars are going to be showing the fight tonight. I've seen a lot of events out for bars showing this fight tonight. So I know MGM and places like that are going to pop in. You're going to see certain bars downtown that will be smashed with fighting fans.
So that on top of, you said, then, Atmosphere.
Oh, we got Atmosphere at St. Andrews, which
Drum
is.
Drum Machine and Jimmy Edgar.
Well.
At the Works. I don't know where that is. I'm just reading.
Jets. Oh, right yes. Now,
but what the fuck is that?
Well, now, Jimmy Edgar and Machine Drum are, you know, like two DJs who are going to play together, and they have a thing called Jets, and that will be a great show tonight at the Works, which goes till 5 in the morning, family. So if you're feeling like getting saucy, that's a good place to go in the city anytime, every Saturday, 5 in the morning. I mean, I know a lot of y'all are out by like 12:31, but if you're feeling groggy, you should get out there tonight. Other than that, you also have Atmosphere at St. Andrews. I got to think some good hip-hop heads are going to be there tonight. You know, Fans of Slug, I get it. You know, Slug and Murs, I get it.
Atmosphere. Is, I haven't listened to that guy since probably like the early 2000s.
Yeah. When I was in my backpack rapper phase.
He's skilled.
Oh, and there's skill within a ton of those backpack rappers that, you know, at one time I was really caught up on Rhymesayers, Definitive Jux, stuff like, you know, the sounds coming out of there. I used to think POS was such an amazing rapper.
I have no idea who that is.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Now, what's interesting to me as we were talking today, you know, we were in the bar and you showed me the video of Banksy setting up that picture to, I've never seen anything. It's so crazy because, okay, you first hear the story. I read the story this morning.
Okay.
You know, Banksy art.
Got the alert on the phone.
Destroys itself, basically. Yeah, yeah. I was like, whoa. I'm like having the early coffee. I'm like, oh, snap. Here we go. And I look, and it's like, you know, okay, the bid goes up from about 200 pounds sterling, 200K pounds sterling is where they were looking at it, and then suddenly it shoots up to like a million. So this thing sells for $1 million.
Before or after it was shredded?
Before. That's the beautiful thing.
It hit $1 million before?
It hit $1 million. It was sold.
Oh,
that was even like, I'm sure the part of the freaking art magic of Banksy. Oh, the art magic,
man.
So then it sold. You saw the video. Those people are just sitting there, bro. Those rich people are just sitting there. So sad at what just happened. I can't even believe that it happened. Got to feel like someone did it. You know, like. If you suspected John, like, for stealing coffee at work, now someone's like, John, I knew you did something crazy someday. You know, like, someone almost got half yelled at this before Banksy put out this video. So then, right before we get in here, you show me the video at the bar. Banksy is like, yo, I built a shredder into this picture.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody got froggy. Dang. I bet you. You know a guy, whoever Banksy is, whatever, you're cool enough to get the picture.
Yeah.
It's the with the balloon, the heart balloon. Girl,
yeah,
you're cool enough to get that picture from the homie, and he's probably hit you with one of those. Like, look, man, you probably shouldn't sell that. You know what I mean? You should just probably keep it. You know what I mean? This is a piece of art I gave you. It was special. You know, I'm sure there was a caveat there.
Heck,
you gotta listen to people sometimes.
I mean,
man,
that's tough though, man. Like,
but like the
money
statement
is everything.
You were making it even great. You made a great point about it though, like the idea of you know, art not being able to be bought or sold
by the elite,
you know,
the elitists, the elite. I mean, consumerism, and I mean, like, what are you gonna do, man? I am financially strapped, and I have this painting.
Yes,
I can potentially be financially secure.
Set off, yes.
For Lord knows how long. So I don't know.
It's a hard. Well,
what do you do? Like, give me this in love, and like, you made this for me.
Yeah,
but at the same time, this can award me security,
or like, I
doesn't
die.
That still help.
But my family tries to sell it. You know what I mean? Like. Maybe I had this thing and then, you know what I mean? Someone else got their hands on it. Like, yeah. I don't know the backstory on the painting itself. All I know is it ended up in the auction and ended up cooked.
Yeah.
Another part of the story is weird because there's a guy like in a trench coat or something hanging out in front or trying to get through security.
I didn't see that.
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know if that's even related at all. It's just usual wacko behavior, but it's really interesting. Like the tone that vibe sets.
I'm not really into the art scene, but I like art. Follow a few artists, mostly Japanese artists.
Now, I saw something in sports that I thought was really interesting, buddy.
What is that?
Like, you showed me this Kevin Durant in the Kemp jersey.
In Seattle. They were in Seattle.
In Seattle.
And I heard Kemp was in the crowd, too.
Okay.
I mean, why would you not play that up, though, if you're a brand such as Kevin Durant, if you started your career
And
you leaving Oklahoma really has nothing to do with Seattle, so, yeah. like. Yeah. Why? I mean, why not play that up? And Seattle will probably have a team in like 2025 or after, is what I'm hearing. I read on Real GM. But,
sure.
Yeah. But I mean, why not play that up as a brand?
Like, I think that, like, from a Kevin Durant perspective, why is it that, you know what?
You can't
I even
do that
feel
in
it
Oklahoma.
Too. I feel it too. There's an annoyance with Kevin Durant because I feel like he's broke the balance of the league in a bad way. And it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
No, it's not. I mean,
but man, dog.
LeBron just started the trend.
No, I mean, he did. But this is a little wild, man.
I mean,
man,
they made it.
Wild.
Oklahoma made it to the finals against Miami with James Harden as a sixth man or whatever he was doing at that time.
The East has done nothing with the process either because the East has been bad a long time. And to be fair, the East is only okay. It's sort of okay. Now, the West is finally falling off, but like.
You think it's falling off?
I've told you. The West has fallen off from the times of all the teams, like your seventh
they
and eighth seeds.
Just got LeBron. How is the West falling off?
I mean, LeBron.
Explain yourself, sir.
Okay, sir. Well, you just don't have those grinder teams like the Grizzlies and the Mavs and Houston, and everybody was good in Spurs, and it was just this is a grind mill of like teams you just didn't want to deal with night to night to night. It was a problem back in
it's still thick, though.
To mid early 2000s to deal with any of those teams.
I mean,
now
of course the Warriors tilt the scale on all fronts, but I mean it's still the Rockets. It took them to was it game 7 or 6?
Yeah,
last year, and they held multiple games. They held the Warriors under 100 points, but I mean now they have Boogie, so I mean. Conversation is irrelevant.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. The weird thing what's happened. Because yeah. I want to love basketball the most.
Ron, I got Steph, who's doing the art for us, on the phone, texting, saying that the West is dangerous, man. Like,
ooh.
How do you get – he said he disagrees with you. But, like, you don't get LeBron and get weaker.
You don't get LeBron and get weaker, but
– a non-playoff team to – they're going to get home court advantage. I'm calling it right here. Fourth seed in the West.
Ooh.
And the pace that they play at is sick. They got so many distributors, man. Like, distributors.
No, of course.
But they have passers, man.
They have passers, but do
it's
they
a three-headed
have.
Three-headed monster with LeBron, Ball, and Rondo.
I like Rondo in there.
It's just up to the role players to hit those open shots that's going to be created. And Ingram had a 31-point night.
I like how they look from a rebounding perspective because classically,
it's a gravity
Bron cleans up boards and Rondo is an amazing point guard rebounder.
Yeah. So, he does it all, man.
I still don't see them beating the Warriors.
Playoff Rondo is even better. So, yeah.
I mean, I guess I put weakness to the West because I
just
feel
don't do
like
the thing where like
it wasn't like all
you,
better before. I
yeah,
know that.
Yeah,
I know
do that.
I know
don't
that.
Do that
I know that.
Ascension, man.
Well, there's been no ascension in the East because even by trusting the process, we're already counting out Philly against Chicago, dude. I already heard you talking. We're already counting them out.
Hold on, say that again.
We're already counting Philly out against Chicago, and Philly had been trusting the process for a long time, man.
What do you mean Philly and Chicago?
Or not Chicago, but I'm sorry, Boston.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're already counting them out against Boston. Boston looks crazy, though.
Yeah,
I'm serious. Woo.
They're like eight or nine deep. They
that's a team, man. Now it's like finding out who's going to have to like lean off the ball a little bit, though,
right?
To fit in this puzzle.
And I think it's best for Gordon to just take a seat back and just get reacclimated after that injury and like figure out his spot.
That'll be easy for him to do.
I think it's going to be Kyrie and Tatum.
You'll have perimeter player problems for a second, feeling out who should be holding the ball though on most possessions. Mm-hmm. Because there'll be a couple guys that feel like they should probably
but
do
they
it.
They have probably the best coach in the league after Pop.
Yeah.
I think Brad Stevens is a very, very good coach.
Here's a hot take. How great is Pop now, though, post this situation with our mans? I mean, like, look, part of being a great coach in the NBA is handling.
They were fucking with his health.
The
man.
Egos. Like,
you can potentially shorten my career with some misadvice because you want to get me back on the court as a franchise.
Kawhi's a meme right now. So Kawhi's a meme right now, and I'm behind him though. He's yeah, he's corny in a mug. I'm still backing him up. And also, in a year, is that enough? Is it in a year Kawhi, LeBron enough with what they got with those young guys? You know, I mean,
Toronto?
No, no, no. Kawhi Leonard and LeBron together. I mean, the talks of him ending up in LA are there.
Was it LA, like as in the Lakers? Or
yes,
LA?
The Lakers. No, not the Clip. I mean,
the Clippers have.
No, LeBron and Kawhi together. Does that work?
Nah.
I don't think it does either. It's a weird thing. Even though I could put, in an ideal situation, I would love to put LeBron at the one. And we are talking like that, but he looks like people try to compare his game to so many other players, and it's always Magic for me. He just doesn't get 10 dimes a game, but they still have that, like, they fade around the rim. He could, yeah. I feel like if he just, you know, he gave it up a little more. Like, we say that, like, that's so easy. Magic used to come up with a lot of assists and make get a lot of guys easy buckets. So, I don't know, man. Like,
to be
that like, size.
I don't know. I feel like with Magic and Rondo, like, they're not known as shooters. And to be a non-shooter and be able to still get to the basket and be able to dish the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something to be said for that, but did you ever finish up on KD? What you thought about that Seattle situation?
I mean, for me, it's like I get some of the mad Oklahoma City people. There's some like Sonics people. He's in the audience. I didn't even know that part. I mean, I got to cool off on him a little bit, but like everyone has that like. There's like want to sneak this KD on. On just about anything, just because I guess we feel like the league would be so much more interesting if he was anywhere else. Bro, anywhere else. Put him on that Bucks team.
They'll get one more together and then
put him anywhere else, man.
Draymond's gone. He's not taking any more discounts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'll be interesting, too, because
so he'll be gone.
Draymond stirs that drink way more than people give credit for.
Yeah.
Dude, that defense and that intensity. He's got that dog. I'm not giving it up. I'm going to win the 50-50 ball. You can't buy that shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's the real stuff that still wins basketball games. I understand how the new league works, but he also can shoot a three and can cover any position on the court, too. So, like, he's the player that breaks the NBA in so many ways right now.
I feel like
with his versatility.
It's interesting to have him and DeMarcus Cousins in the same locker room.
Mm.
I wonder how that works because I know Draymond is known to like get in your face and like bark at you.
Oh man, you're right. And Boogie is like ultimate like don't disrespect me kind of vibes, you know what I mean?
He's checked some people before for like, real. In game. Like
you know,
you don't want to do that.
You're holding him
you
back
don't want
at
these problems.
That's the homie you're holding back at the bar over the littlest things. Right. You're like, hey, take it easy, bro. Whoa. He scuffed your friend's Nike. That's not even your Nike. Just take it easy.
But yeah, man.
No.
You want to get into music.
We should get into music, shouldn't we?
I mean, we really didn't finish the story, but how much time do we have left? This is
now
it's okay to talk about over the air.
Like, no, I mean,
funky?
Since we're keeping it funky on a very special, you know, we're not in our what will be our home
out,
studio
man.
In
this
our home
crazy,
spot.
Man.
Yeah,
I still
we
so
are
in. I'm an only child, man. Grew up pretty much in a single parent family, and. Spend a lot of time with myself and I keep a lot of my thoughts to myself, like we discussed earlier, because, you know, friendships are built on specific dynamics and you can together allow it to be more than what that is, like you and I are doing, building together, or you can keep it in this tunnel. But
I suggest
that
anyone.
It's just interesting, like being open with my thoughts to whoever wants to listen to this shit. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Like me talking hot about the East or the West and having somebody right away be like, yo.
Right. I'm live feedback. Like, shut that nigga up, man.
Like, hey, yo, he don't know nothing about the West.
Shut the fuck up. Like, he don't know what the fuck he talking about. I don't know. Why y'all talking basketball on the podcast?
I know at
Get
least
dude,
once.
He don't know what the fuck he talking
I know at least once I'm going to say some shit like, yo, you don't know shit about basketball, dog. I'm telling you right now.
Shut that nigga the fuck up.
Greek Freak, he's going all world, bro. He's going all world. He's going all world. Greek Freak's got it, though.
He's hitting
Respect
threes.
Him.
He's hitting threes.
Respect
that
game.
I think that's a team that needs to be
They need something more. They need a little something more.
They just got a new coach.
Like a veteran.
A descendant.
Presence.
Of the Spurs organization. And I think with the talent that they have,
hey,
they can potentially be a number two seed in the East.
Yeah. The West, like, they could, oh, potential two in the West? That's
no, in the East.
In the East, yeah. Oh, Bucks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get into music a little bit. You know, we love it.
Yeah, man.
And music is life. To be honest, it's been an interesting year.
It is life.
Man. It's been a really interesting year. And we were talking about, I remember talking to you about like summer winners, summer losers, because we're getting to the, we were at the end of summer officially, trust me. Even though we came in today, it was like it rained in the morning. I was starting to dress warm. Then suddenly it's like 70 ridiculous, like almost 80 and weirdly humid.
Annoying.
Oh yeah, feels like 95.
I've got a lot of hoodies that I'm trying to get my fits off.
Hey.
And it's still in the 70s. Mm-hmm. 20 degree difference. So one day I'm in the hoodie.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting a notification on my phone that it's going to be 79 today.
Oh yeah. And you're not going to
59.
Brave the shorts. That's see, this is the Michigan problem. If you try to brave the shorts, you're going to end up caught up. It's going to be like 7 o'clock or something, and you're going to be out somewhere, and you're going to be like, fuck, dog, I shouldn't be wearing these shorts, man.
Right.
I knew I should wear
these. You got the flip-flops on.
Yo, bro, I don't even take the chance with it, man. My feet get cold so easy, and then I'm not having a good time.
No, but we know those people, though.
If my feet are cold?
You got the North Face up top, but you got shorts and flip-flops.
Bro, take it easy. And there's like the sadist, like my stepdad, who would just like, you know, he's out there in any degree weather in the shorts. Like, okay, dude. And I appreciate you out here, but I mean, really, you're going to get a cold or something. I need you, you know, get these pants is out here. You should wear them.
I've run across those problems, but anyway.
No, the thing about the winners and losers of this like summer, you know, and I have to put the weirdest number one, my song of the summer was Taste. And it's not even because I'm like, well, I love, dude, when it comes on because the algorithm is definitely bringing that one on because it got hot. But the beat is hard as shit.
Yeah.
The beat's crazy.
Got the little do-do-do in there.
The hook isn't even great at all. There's no, but I feel like the, even some of the flow of the lyrical content at least carries well. Now, they also put on a video that would make Two Live Crew, like, basically, they'd be so happy with them, bro, because that was a throwback to that gang all the way. There was just, it was a crazy situation of booty shaking and amazingness. It was real wild.
You had Tiger spelled wrong in here. I just had to change your I to a Y.
FYI. See, it's weird because I couldn't, when I heard the song, I knew it was hot, but I thought that, I'm like, it's Tyga, so he doesn't have the reach. That's how I really felt, honestly. I'm like, I don't feel like we take him seriously enough to give him like a spot like Future was holding with Mask Off. But when I think about Songs of the Summer, it's right there. And of course, people are going to come screaming in with freaking Scorpion shits. I know. We're going to get to him.
I was listening to Scorpion today, man.
But okay. Look, of course, okay. Bro. I enjoy my parts of the record.
Yeah.
The parts that were written for us or for me, I do enjoy.
You can make a nice 10-song album out of that double CD or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, it's a good record, of course. And the algorithm is making sure that I know it's a good record, of course. I mean, to say that Drake didn't win in so many ways, of course, dude. He had there was a host of hot tracks and things. He's gonna win
for like a decade now.
He works hard at doing that right.
There's nothing to really say about that guy. And then you start to devolve into his personal life and worry about who he's getting pregnant and
then
want to hear some good music, some shit that's gonna make me dance or think or like relate to
the same.
I don't give a fuck if you're getting
the same cats that would hate on him.
Thoughts pregnant.
When it comes on
Thoughts.
In the club. Thoughts.
Pregnant.
Mad pregnant.
Thoughts.
You did that.
Rowan.
So did that, bro. I mean, and like Instagram. Everybody. Then Thoughts. Like, yeah, push her to. I mean, they told everybody.
Like, she has a list of like.
Mad. Like,
that she's smashed out. I think ASAP was in it.
Oh. And then, of course, like, somebody already broke the whole list down. See, that's tough.
And
see,
like, that, fuck it, it's tough being a girl, bro.
Because they bring up a list. If they bring up a list, okay, you know, it's tough. I feel for females who are famous or even deal with anything because when they bring up their list, they're bringing up your list of shame of all the guys you've ran through. But if you bring up a list for some, if you bring up the list of DiCaprio's list, everybody's high-fiving each other and stuff. I've always thought that little double itch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always there. And I feel that stuff with you. I feel for girls.
With this interracial podcast we got going on.
Most definitely. I find it very interesting in those spots because girls all the time are shamed.
Behind closed white doors.
Oh, man.
The adventures of whiteness.
In the adventures of whiteness. Nice. Sometimes they're very innocent. Sometimes they're weird,
but
I can't wait to.
You know, who really killed it this year? It was Travis Scott.
Oh, my gosh, man. And it's like, I didn't even care about him as much a couple years ago. But now, man.
He's a descendant of Kanye. And I don't know. I've read stories about him coming up through Houston and like moving to LA. And I followed him for a while. I followed Kendrick from the jump. Like, I knew what he was. It was just, I mean, he just put in the work, man. And
it's tough because
finally put together a nice album. It's just like, can you call that type of music a classic, though?
Oh, now.
Because it's really, what's prominent is the production.
That's what's going to carry for me.
Yeah.
That's going to carry for me is there's some real, real clean, beautiful production, like techniques involved. Will the lyrics be timeless to me? Maybe in some ways because I think us as hip hop fans know how, no matter how old I get, I'm going to goon in the whip. Bro, I'm going to, and it's even, it goes back. I still goon to Illmatic in the whip sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, I have halftime so loud and I come swinging into the store too fast into the parking spot. Cause you know, I'm hot. I'm hot right now.
But Travis provides that texture, man. I don't know. He is the curator of vibes.
I do think right now
he puts things together is like,
you're getting your best look from Travis. Special. Like when you're going in the studio with him and you're getting your feature, you're getting a great look from him right now.
The rap aesthetic that he creates is what makes him him.
Also, Astroworld is not all like club bangable at all. Yeah. There's plenty of headphone vibe to it.
Yeah.
And that's what's really like, that's what shines into that album for me is you get that it's made for the headphones truly, but like it can, you know, like I hear it out all the time. I hear Sicko Mode out all the time. A track that literally almost changes beat three times. You know what I mean? Yeah. Literally like almost three different songs. And it's fucking gangster. People love that shit.
What would Deezus say? That's the greatest pump fake of all time.
Woo. Head fake it. Especially, the start of that track, head fakes hard. I love it. It feels good.
And that song with Gunna.
I heard a Miguel track that he was on too, and I wouldn't be fucking with a Miguel CD basically, but there I am listening to a Travis. I started going through the Travis, I started going through like his remixes because I'm like, I wanted to back that up. I wanted to be like, yo, Travis has been killing in the remixes, and it's more like 4 a.m., which was straight, you know what I mean? There's a lot of really.
Oh, Yosemite.
Yeah.
Man, that beat with those horns. Or the flute or whatever.
Yeah, it's real smooth.
Fire. And then Gunna and Little Baby just dropped a little joint project the other day, and it's pretty nice. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, we didn't really get to talk about it. It just came out a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even got a chance to listen to that one yet.
But Drake's on there.
Just like I got to get.
It's okay.
I got to get another listen to Lupe. I got to get another listen to that.
Lupe, okay.
I got to get some listens to a couple albums that are hitting right now. I think that Pusha won for sure. If only because he was the guy who won through the weird Kanye projects. You know what? I was talking shit before that happened. And then then Daytona came out and I was like, shit. I'm like, this is going to be fire though. This is actually going to, this weirdo shit that he's pulling in Wyoming or whatever is going to work out. And so then I love that album. Then trust me. And then we flop hard through. I mean, I guess people love Kid See Ghosts. I get pushback when I start talking about Ye and Kid See Ghosts, man, I start catching some pushback, especially from his fans who like literally, I think at times will explain every little social don't try to act like I'm not deep enough, number one. That's one of my favorite moves. I'm not deep enough to understand what he's doing, which is garnering attention. But right. Nonetheless, okay, I'm not deep enough to understand it.
See, the reason he's pushing the album back because it's the it'll be the anniversary of...
Oh, yeah, we'll like, bring up anything. Wakanda, it's nice. Just anything you got. And it's hard because, like... I understand these people, a lot of them, would like to keep their heads in the sand so they can just hope that the next record isn't as boring as the last two, because that's what I think a lot of us are hoping for. And I got yelled at for wanting College Dropout Kanye, which we'll never have again, and I understand that. I'm not asking you – I'm never looking at an artist and saying, hey, I need you to just stay in this lane. But I do need to feel familiar to you. Damn reached all sorts of other zones. But man, it felt like a Kendrick album too.
Yeah,
you can explore very far, but I need to feel like I'm still listening to you, or I have to judge it as new shit. And if this is new shit to me, I'm not feeling it. And then I shouldn't give you your caveat of before. Like, I'll take College Dropout and all that shit out then. We'll just, I'll start from just Pablo. Pablo's fire.
I like Pablo.
I like it. But it also.
The feel is pretty good. It's. Just like his lyrics.
That's where we start our trip to Interlude Kanye, to the sunken place, which I think is one of the corniest things I've ever heard mentioned. What? Nonetheless, the sunken place.
Oh, you don't like that?
Oh, man.
I don't know what's up with that, man.
And well, no, but it's hard.
To, like, not caring about the artists outside of their work.
And oh, staying between the lines. Yeah, I try to do that in sports.
If you're not making good music, like.
And he's not right now, but it's hard because. He's bringing more focus to everything but it. So then we hear it in the projects. I mean, look, it's to say the minute he drops Yandy, it isn't like I'm not going to be listening to this shit. I'm never saying that.
Give it one listen. Just of like course. I gave Yee some because
one of my guys at work is. He's a nice fan.
Straight squirts.
Yeah. And of course he looked at me and is like, it's genius and you need to, you know, and he hit me with that.
Create an excuse for anything. You want to enjoy it. You enjoy it. But that shit was ass.
It's tough because I think about, also like, I mean, if we talk about now the losers of what's of maybe the summer only, I mean, that's how Kanye even came up. I mean, I feel like he didn't have a great summer. And you know, the Teyana Taylor project, Straight, I actually listened to that again recently and I thought it was fine. And dude, she's got that women empowerment vibe going real strong. Like, she's like, yo, I be getting ass and I don't care. Yeah, threesomes, let's get it in.
She's like, pretty open with that.
I appreciate that. I feel like there's enough girls coming with, once again, empowering the Don Juan vibe back to them, which is something that we run wild with.
Let's wrap it up, man.
Yeah, I guess we are running up into the writing up against it. All right. Well, I would like to give a special thank you to anyone listening right now. Listening later.
Hopefully.
Hopefully listening later, trying to catch up and figure out what the hell's going on here. I would like to thank Podcast Detroit for the space. It's a beautiful place. They have beautiful microphones.
It is. And they came through with the drinks.
Oh, they had the drinks on deck, bro. It was crazy. So many drinks. I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many drinks.
But yeah. So a beautiful thing, man. I hope that we flourish in this and continue to get better.
Consistency daily. is where anything flourishes. And if I can tell anybody listening to this that in any project you start, it's just staying with it. It's showing up. It's being in the box. Like, man,
the more you practice, the less you.
If you watch comedians, some comedians aren't ever making it before like 15 years in,
right.
10 years in. And if they'll tell you, if you're not in the box, you'll never, ever be there. So if anybody can hear this at all, it's to understand that I'm in the box and I'm coming.
Getting out of it, though.
Thank you for listening. And we look forward to talking to you here on what will be the 18th. It'll be not this next Thursday. It'll be not the Thursday coming up. It'll be the next. And we'll be out there with y'all, and we'll start doing this thing every week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.